Chapter 3. The Little Mermaid was very sad, and every day she got sadder and sadder because she never saw the prince. "Why are you so sad?" asked her third sister. "I saw a beautiful prince in the other world, and I cannot forget him," said the Little Mermaid. The third sister's friend heard this, and she wanted to help. "I know where the prince lives," she told the Little Mermaid. "I can show you. Come with me." So the Little Mermaid swam to the land with the friend, and together they found the prince. Now the Little Mermaid went every day. She saw her prince, and she listened to the music, and watched people dance on their two legs. She heard people talk about the prince. "He's a good man," they said. "He'll be a great king." The Little Mermaid liked the people, the music, and the parties. "I want two legs," she thought. "Then I could walk on the land and be with my prince." One day the Little Mermaid visited her grandmother. "Can I be a woman in the other world?" she asked. "Can I change my fish's tail for legs and walk on the land?" "It's very difficult," answered her grandmother. "A man must love you and marry you. Then you can be a woman. But it will be difficult because you have a fish's tail. A man cannot love a mermaid." The Little Mermaid was very sad, and she swam back to the prince. He was beautiful, and he was happy. "I want to live with him," thought the Little Mermaid. "He will love me and marry me, and I will live in the other world. I'm going to visit the Sea Witch." The Little Mermaid swam under the water to the Sea Witch's house. There was not a beautiful garden with beautiful flowers here, only grey water and grey fish. The Little Mermaid wanted to go back to her grandmother and her sisters, but she thought, "I must go on. I must ask the Sea Witch. I want to live with my prince in the other world." Then she saw the Sea Witch. She was big, fat and grey. Little grey fish swam in her long hair and in and out of her mouth. Her long fish's tail was fat and black. "I know what you want," she said to the Little Mermaid.
What?
Said the Little Mermaid.
"You want to marry the prince. You want to change your fish's tail for legs," said the Sea Witch.
Yes, said the Little Mermaid. "I love the prince, and he will love me."
"You're not very clever, are you?" said the Sea Witch. "Your legs will hurt you a lot. Do you really want legs?"
"Yes, yes, I do," said the mermaid.
"I can make a drink for you. Your tail will go, and you will have two legs. But every time you walk, your legs will hurt you a lot."
"Please do it," said the mermaid.
"And you can never be a mermaid again. You will have your legs until you die," said the Sea Witch. "Do you think the prince will love you?"
"Of course," said the Little Mermaid.
"He could marry another girl," said the Sea Witch, "and then you will die."
"Do it," said the Little Mermaid. "Please give me the drink so I can have legs."
"There's one more thing," said the Sea Witch. "You must pay me for this drink."
"What must I pay?" asked the Little Mermaid.
"You sing beautifully," said the Sea Witch. "So you must pay me with this. I will give you legs, but you will never sing or speak again."